speaking of us being similar, this made me laugh really hard when somebody commented on the video of us. And they're like, are you guys a couple? And you went, no. No, like, ha-ha, we get that. Just no. It made me laugh so hard. It was, like, so offended. It was, like.
I didn't mean to be offended. It's just because I'm, like, kind of seeing somebody now, so I didn't want them to think.
No, I totally got that it was you jumping on the, like, no, we're not. I'm single. And also, I'm interested in somebody else. But it just made me laugh so hard because it was just the bluntest. Are you guys a couple? No.
Yeah, there wasn't even a playful, like, oh, my God. People say that all the time. But Maddie and I are podcast friends. Yeah. They're just like, no, comma, how dare you. Fuck you.
It's so funny.
That is, yeah. I do, because it's like sign language is so abrasive and blunt that I don't, like, like, I'm definitely could be an abrasive person, but I don't think. Like, whenever I go home, I feel like, oh, this is why. Do you ever have that? You got, you're like.
When you piece it together?
You're like, I knew that, but I didn't really know that.
Yeah, because part of it, I think, is you become an adult and you see how other people are and were raised. And then you realize that what you thought was normal was kind of insane.
It wasn't kind of insane. It was super insane.
Yeah, well, I'm speaking for myself. Yeah, but you know.
But yeah, so, like, I will definitely, like, my mom will just be like that all the time. Like, she'll just, that's how deaf people usually are. They're very, like, blunt. With how, so she's just kind of just like, yeah, like to my brother Woods, like, you're too broke to have a girlfriend.
Jesus Christ.
Was it, she didn't even mean that in a mean way. She just meant that, like, just telling the weather. That was just, oh no, that's just, here's what it is.
Well, that's my dad. That's kind of what Asperger's is too. You're very blunt.
Yeah. So it's just made me kind of, no. Absolutely not. No, not dating.
No, incorrect.
Yeah.
Does not compute.
No. Recalculate. Recalculate. Oh my God.
It was pretty funny though.
What advice would you have for someone that was gonna date me? And I'll do it for you, dude. Get down.
Wow, that is a great question. What advice would I have for someone who's gonna date you? Honestly, and this isn't even roasty, I think they would need to be very communicative and affectionate. Because, well, on the one hand, you can be a little bit, like, I know you're a little bit, you know, nervous attachment wanted. But I also think you're just a very sweet, sensitive person that wants and deserves that in a partner. So I would say that. Well, they need to be very warm and affectionate and close to the surface.
Well, okay. Well,
what'd you have on me, Adam Chick?
Well, I'll say yours as soon as I'm done crying. But
do you want me to give you one roasty one so that that's...
No, you know, that's the thing about Maddie is it's almost like I think you've been around dudes so much that you've like inherited the curse. Like, I don't think you realize this enough. Listen, I know you got your own gender stuff, but I want to tell, like, every time you talk about dudes, I'm like, you don't want this, Maddie.
That's so funny.
You don't want, this sucks. Do you understand? Like, not binary, that's scot-free. You're, like, not, you're in your own island. But, like, you don't want this team, dude. This is not it.
Yeah, I think
you know what I
mean?
You're supposed to, like, okay, I'm, like, a clown, so I'm, like, open. I joke around with my emotions. But I still have to adhere to, like you got to have friendships where you could know a dude for 10 years and someone could have just died. And you're, like, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Not to be gay. You know what I mean? Like, you got to always keep it to your chest and rationalize to keep it funny. You got to feel all this pain but not show it. Mm-hmm. You got to, like, go through all the shit in life, but you also got to make – you're kind of expected to have your shit together and have most of the money if you want love.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That ain't fun. So I'm just saying, we can have a fucking genuine moment on the podcast where you just say something sweet. Doesn't have to be cut with a fucking joke, man. You could just have a moment of sweetness. It doesn't always have to be like, oh my God. Well, should I say something that cuts you down so our listeners don't throw up? It's like,
well, I thought you were about to roast me.
I wasn't actually. I was
really
gonna, no.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. Yeah. Well, then you got a point, and I will work on myself and try to dispel the insane reverence for men that I have. That is a projection of my own internalized misogyny.
100%. Get it done. It's because it's like, yeah, you got, it's like, it just sucks. I remember having a deep conversation with fellow friend Mark, and he was like, hey, man, he literally said, he's like, not to be gay, but love you, man. And I was like, and I was just joking around. I was like, did you think I would just throw the phone through the window? Like, oh, God. And I was like, yeah, I've known you for like 8 years. It'd be like kind of weird if we didn't like each other. Like, what are we doing? For Maddie, I would say pretty similar. I would just say to be very upfront and clear with communication, because Maddie's a neurotic little soul, and you gotta don't give her anything to worry about.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks.
No roasty stuff here. You can say one now if you want to fucking if you want to clear the air, but yeah.
No, that is fun for us to each talk. Okay, what's another? We should do another round.
Okay.
Okay.
It gets like arguably more intense until like just like here's your fucking problem.
If you're gonna date Kenyon, you should first of all, you better not be a little bitch. I'll say that. You better fucking be down for a good time, and you better be down to do some fun stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
I don't know how personal we're getting
you can
on
say
here.
It. I don't care.
She better be a kind of kinky fun lady.
She got to be a kinky fun lady. Yeah. That's what it's about.
She's got to be cool. You got to be a hang.
Got to be a hang.
I could sniff out a normie that's not going to work for you. You know what I mean?
100%.
That I get. Yeah.
You're like a bad hang sniffing dog.
100%.
Yeah. You're like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has there ever been anyone I was like, I like this person. You're like, that's never going to work.
Whoa. Interesting question. Well, I won't even ask you that. But
Yeah.
has there ever been,
I really
not where
haven't
I was like,
dated
it
that
couldn't.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, I mean, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
There's people where I was like, all right, buddy. But like, I don't know that I'd be like, it's not going to work. I'd be like, you know, there's people where I would have said, define work. I think that it'll happen. I think this can physically happen by the laws of the universe. She's not a fucking four-dimensional dinosaur. You could fuck her. But define work.
Define work. It's so funny. You're like, yeah, I mean, there's going to be a timeline. And events will occur.
Yeah, the earth won't freeze. Yeah. Things will happen. Things will happen.
The sun will go down and up again. It's just you guys won't be together at the end of one of those cycles.